Well, hi. I'm Ava, and this is my podcast. I'm sitting here with my son, who's two. And I'm a mom of a 12-year-old as well. I am a single mom. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my children. But sometimes I just need a break. I just need a moment where I could just be to myself and not be someone's mom. I know I can't be the only one that has this feeling. And right now, I just feel as if I am very much so overwhelmed. My son is sitting on my lap trying to get some shredded cheese. Now, mind you, he's had shredded cheese already. He's had chicken already. He's had a banana already. But he just wants some shredded cheese. The shredded cheese he had earlier is on my floor. Now, if a random person would just come in my house, they would think I keep a nasty home. I got up this morning around 6 o'clock, cleaned my home before I went to church. Now, it looked like a hurricane hit it. So, what I need to figure out how to balance home, kids, personal life, and work. Currently, I'm feeling like I'm in water and someone's just dumping buckets and buckets of water, and the water is coming higher and higher and higher. I just feel so overwhelmed. So my goal this week is to figure out how to get to work, grade all my papers for work, pay for daycare for the last 3 weeks, as well as create t-shirts for my daughter for her twin day at her middle school. Be the best mom I can be. Have 8 hours of sleep, drink 8 glasses of water. Be the best mommy that I can be. Read to my son, keep a clean house, do everything that quote unquote I'm supposed to be doing as a mom, or to be a great mom. This mommy single life is hard. So today I wanted to talk about change and transitioning. I'm a teacher and I've been at a school for 5 years. I was hired by a particular principal and he stayed there 2 years after I was hired. This particular principal allowed his staff to mistreat teachers via aggressive email write-ups for no apparent reason, no reason at all. He'll write you up per something that he's upset about. Then once you say, hey, in our handbook, the handbook says this, 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 and this, there's no, your write-up was unwarranted. Well, he'll go and change the handbook. So that particular principal left. I didn't like that particular principal, and a lot of the staff members did not like that particular principal. Then lo and behold, we had a new principal. This new principal was like a breath of fresh air. He came in, he loved on the staff. We were not getting excessive emails about nothing. We weren't getting emails on our day off. We weren't required to do things on the weekend because that was our time. We weren't required to do anything after work hours because that's our time. But eventually, there was no discipline with the students. It was more student center and not education center. So the whole school deteriorated, which is behavior of the kids got outlandish. Everything was not good. Of course, as a teacher, it was good because you didn't have to be bothered with all the small items that was going on. But then the school as a whole suffered. Our test scores went down in that 2 years that this particular professor was in. And it was not great overall. Fast forward to about a month ago, we got a new principal. the previous principal, he worked for 2 months and then up, and next thing we knew, he was being transitioned to another position. So we got a new principal, and we found out that a lot of things were going to change. A lot of things, not per se on the teacher's end, we're still teaching, we're still doing what we have to do as a teacher. We're not being bombarded with tons of emails, we're not being bombarded with nitpicky stuff, but we are required to do stuff that the previous principal did not require, i.e. picking your students up on time from ancillary, picking your students up on time from lunch, i.e. having recess duty, i.e. Coming to school on time, having things prepared for your students on time, having lesson plans prepared on the due time. So these things are, for me, they're okay, but for other people, it's a little bit too much. And I'm hearing grumblings amongst the staff saying that they're not gonna stay. They're not gonna renew their contract with this particular school. So one thing that I learned for all the transitioning that is occurring, of course, I was grumbling for the first principal because it was overwhelming, it's a little bit much to be there as a human being, as a teacher. But what thing that I found out, 3 things that I could do. I can adjust with whatever the principal wants me to do, or adjust with whatever's going on in that situation. And this doesn't have to be applied to just a teacher position. It can be applied to anything, because any time in your job or any time in your life, there's going to be some changes that you don't like. There's going to be a changing of managers, it's going to be changes of pretty much anything that you don't like. But you have to adjust. You have to adjust. You can adjust for the good and you can adjust for the bad. The adjust for the good is following the rules, doing exactly what you're supposed to do, going with what the guidelines for your particular school or your particular workplace or your particular place requires. Or you can adjust in other ways. A good thing to number 2 is do not poison other people. If you do not like being there, don't go to your coworkers, don't go to other people and try to plant seeds of poison in their mind, meaning, oh, I don't like her because she did this, or I don't like him because they did that. Well, what did they do to you? Are you going to stay next year? Are you going to continue to do this? If they don't feel that way, at least try to speak positively to them. Think about the positive thing that is going on in your workplace. Think about the positive thing that you, the impact that you're having on your students. Think about positive things instead of thinking about the negative things that you can't change right now. Another thing you could do is submit. I'm a Christian. And some of the things, and most of the things, and all of the things that I do in my life revolve around God. And so I just decided I'm going to submit. Romans 13:1 says, all authority comes from God. And those that are in a place, a position of authority was put there by God. Now that person might not be godly. Now that person might not be somebody that you like and somebody that's doing the right thing. But in my heart and in my mind, I know that every place of authority was set by God. And whoever's in that authority position, God put him there. Now I can, my thing is I can submit and do what I'm supposed to do and do it with a great personality, a great attitude, be a light amongst the people that I'm working with. Or when my contract is over, I can leave. If you feel as if that you cannot submit to authority, hey, the best thing to do is to leave and find somewhere else to go and not poison where you are and not poison and not do your job. So that's what I learned in my life. Just living a life for this week. Just thinking about that. These things happen. Adjustment occurs. Things change. So you need to either adjust. Don't poison other people in your environment. Be positive about things. Look on the bright side of things. And submit. And if you can't submit, you need to leave. And that's what I feel. Anyways, this is a brief thing of Miss Malone's life, a day in the life of mine. Of course, it wasn't about my children, but it's the stuff that's happening in my life. And I know it must be happening in somebody else's life because I have at least 30 coworkers in my school. So this is happening, and prayerfully it will
help somebody. Well, you have an awesome work week. I pray everything goes well. I pray things happen the way they should happen in your life. And hopefully I'll see you again later. Bye.